शुरू करने से पहले मैं हमारे माननीय गेस्ट को डायस पर आमंत्रित करना चाहूंगी. सिस्टर छाया इज हियर एंड आई वुड रिक्वेस्ट ब्रदर भानु प्रसाद टू बी हियर ऑन द डायस. आज का टॉपिक जो है, इससे पहले मैं आपको सिस्टर छाया के बारे में थोड़ा बता दूं. सिस्टर छाया राजयोगा टीचर हैं एंड स्पार्क ग्रुप की कोर मेंबर हैं, और ब्रदर भानु टीसीएस में इनोवेशन एक्सपर्ट हैं एंड राजयोगा की शिक्षा भी बहुतों को देते हैं. तो अब हम शुरू करेंगे विथ एन इन्वोकेशन टू द डिवाइन. जब हम अपने अंदर की शांति का आह्वान कर लेते हैं और वो शांति अपर्याप्त होती है, तो हम उस प्रभु की तरफ देखते हैं कि वो आए और हमारा साथ दें, इस पूरे सेशन को सुचारू रूप से, ढंग से इसको व्यतीत करने में. तो हम 3 मिनट का प्रभु स्मृति का गीत के साथ परमात्मा का आह्वान करेंगे. शशि बहन से अनुरोध करूंगी कि स्पीकर्स का स्वागत किया जाए फूलों और बैजेस के द्वारा. और जब ये स्वागत की विधि चलती है तो आप क्या करेंगे? ताली बजाएंगे और मुस्कुराएंगे. ताली बजाने से हमारे हाथों की एक्सरसाइज होती है. और मुस्कुराहट क्या है? मुस्कुराहट स्माइल के लिए कहा जाता है. Smile is that curve which sets everything straight. ठीक है, तो सब कुछ सीधा करना है जीवन में तो मुस्कुराते रहिए. ओके, आज का हमारा विषय तो आप सबको पता चली गया है कि स्केलिंग इन अ माउंटेन्स ओवरकमिंग बॉटलनेक्स है। अब इस विषय को हम कुछ मिनटों में समझने की कोशिश करेंगे। मैंने कहीं पर एक बहुत सुंदर कोटेशन पढ़ी थी जो कुछ इस तरह थी कि इट इज नॉट द हाइट ऑफ द माउंटेन बट द साइज ऑफ द ग्रेन ऑफ सैंड इन योर शू दैट लिमिट्स योर सक्सेस। ठीक है, जो पहाड़ है उसकी ऊंचाई इतना बड़ा ऑब्स्टिकल नहीं है जितना आपके जूते में जो कंकड़ है ना उसकी साइज। तो ये जो जूते में कंकड़ है, दिस इज एन एग्जाम्पल ऑफ द इनर माउंटेन्स दैट वी हैव टू स्केल। वैसे जब हम इनर माउंटेन्स की बात करते हैं तो एग्जैक्टली हमारा मतलब जूते के कंकड़ों से नहीं होता है, ये उस डायमेंशन की बात है जिसको हम पिछले दो दिनों से समझने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं और कुछ हद तक अभी समझने भी लगे हैं। तो अब हम इस टॉपिक को कुछ और समझने के लिए, हाँ, आप सबने एक प्रेयर की है बचपन में, आई डोंट रिमेम्बर, बट वो प्रेयर कुछ इस तरह थी, गॉड प्लीज ग्रांट मी द सेरेनिटी टू एक्सेप्ट दैट विच के नॉट चेंज, द करेज टू चेंज दैट विच आई कैन, एंड द विजडम टू नो द डिफरेंस। ठीक है, जो मैं बदल सकता हूँ उसे बदलने का मुझे साहस हो, जो मैं नहीं बदल सकता उसे स्वीकारने की मुझे शक्ति दो, और ये बुद्धि दो कि मैं जान पा कि क्या मैं बदल सकता हूँ क्या नहीं बदल सकता। यदि हम इस छोटी सी बात को समझ जाएं कि हम क्या बदल सकते हैं, क्या मेरी परिधि के अंदर है और क्या बाहर है, तो जीवन की अधिकतर समस्याएं खत्म हो जाती है, क्योंकि जो बाहर है उसके लिए ये जो शब्द है ना बॉटलनेक्स, ये एप्लीकेबल है, लेकिन जो अंदर है उसके लिए ये शब्द कभी भी एप्ट नहीं बैठता। अंदर की शक्तियों के लिए देर इज नो बॉटलनेक, हर शक्ति इज वन स्टेप अवे, एंड व्हाट इज दैट स्टेप द स्टेप इज द स्टेप ऑफ रियलाइजेशन। सिर्फ रियलाइज करने की देर है, अंदर कोई भी पहाड़ ऐसा नहीं जिसको स्केल नहीं किया जा सकता। अब मैं इससे पहले कि हमारे कीनोट स्पीकर भानु प्रसाद भाई जी को यहाँ बुलाऊं, मैं आपको उनके बारे में कुछ बताना चाहूंगी। आपने आज तक ये सुना और समझा होगा कि एम्बिशन और सैटिस्फैक्शन दे डोंट गो टुगेदर। कैन अ सैटिस्फाइड पर्सन बी एम्बिशियस? हाँ, संतुष्ट व्यक्ति महत्वाकांक्षी हो सकता है? हो सकता है? हाँ, ये बड़े ज्ञान की बात है और इसको सिद्ध करते हैं हमारे भाई जी जिन्होंने ये प्रूव किया है कि इस स्पिरिचुअल जर्नी में प्रोफेशनल सक्सेस पाना कोई भी इम्पेडिमेंट नहीं है। ब्रदर भानु कंप्लीटेड हिज ग्रेजुएट प्रोग्राम इन मैनेजमेंट फ्रॉम हार्वर्ड यूनिवर्सिटी। He has about 14 years of work experience in the IT industry, playing roles of increasing responsibility. At TCS, Tata Consultancy Services, he is known as the innovation champion because he has introduced a lot of innovation into the industry. Bhanu Bhai has over 15 years of learning and sharing Rajyoga meditation taught by the Brahma Kumaris, with focus on personal development and positive change. He has offered his interactive sessions in India and abroad and has facilitated several workshops and sessions for young adults on the topics of meditation made easy, making excellence a habit, positive thinking, stress management, work-life balance, integrated lifestyle, and many more. So, कभी कभी शब्द अपर्याप्त होते हैं, आप उन्हें स्वयं ही सुनिए और उनके अनुभव का लाभ लीजिए। ब्रदर भानु,
ओम शांति, ओम शांति, थैंक यू। Thank you, sister, for a very good introduction. It definitely set the expectations high. So the topic today, I was given a few days ago the topic of scaling inner mountains, and I found this topic very fascinating because it actually made me think about what mountains are and what are the strengths and attributes of a person who scales a mountain are. So of course there are several stories of great living legends who have scaled mountains. I did plan to include a few of them. But then I also thought, how about I actually interview someone and find out from their experience, how is it to scale inner mountains? And then while you may scale external challenges, you may overcome external challenges, but what are those deep personal attributes, those spiritual attributes that you need to have within you that will enable you to scale external mountains? What I found, the summary of what I found of my interviews with all of these people is that the whole exercise of scaling mountains, the whole exercise of scaling something challenging is a very deeply spiritual and a personal journey. And everyone whom I spoke to believed that the journey is a greater reward than the destination. And this is a short summary, and then I will quickly go into the presentation and then share additional stories with all of you. Yeah, so can we have the presentation on? Okay, so scaling inner mountains. So I just thought I will let all of you see a picture like this. I think we all understand the mountains that are there in the world. Can any of you tell me what is common about these mountains that you see on the screen? Sorry? They all have peaks. Very good. Very nice. What else? Anything else? Sorry? Valleys. Very good. They also have valleys. One good thing that I observed is when I looked at this picture, it's available on the internet, is they have all been conquered. So all of these peaks have been scaled. So I was asking myself this question, saying if all these peaks have been scaled, so what is left? So each of us, when we look at these peaks, we actually feel that they are so difficult, but there is somebody out there who has actually scaled this peak, somebody who has scaled the mountain. So I asked this question to myself and said, is it possible for us to gather these stories from others and then see what inspirations we can draw so that we can scale future mountains? So starting with, why do I need to look at these mountains? To reflect and recognize the mountains that you have already overcome. The mountains, sometimes what I have found is in my process of actually talking to people who have done these great things, they don't recognize that as such a big feat. But once they recognize that this is actually a big feat, and once we share that story, it is helping several people. So the first factor comes is recognizing that I have actually scaled a mountain, and then reflect and then recognize the benefits that come out of it. And then it is also important for us to study why to scale mountains, because in future, when the mountains come in front of us, how do I scale them? So how do I identify that there is a mountain ahead of me? What can each mountain teach me? So there is a summary at the end of this presentation that actually talks about what do mountains teach us. Mountains in the sense, what are these challenges, what are these obstacles that teach us, and how I could learn from overcoming them. So from stories around us, I took stories from, you must have heard of this famous swimmer, Diana Nyad, who actually swam across from Cuba to Florida, 111 mile journey. And then we also have the French Spider-Man, Alain Robert, and then I have a personal friend of mine, Jeremy Denbo, and then one of my co-workers at office. All of these stories I thought I will share in front of you and then see what we can learn from their stories. Diana is a person who actually inspires taking challenges on and then looking at the success that she achieved. She is the only woman who has done this long distance swim between Florida, between Cuba to Florida, 111 mile journey. And she started first attempt she made at the age of 20. And four times after that she failed. On her fifth attempt, at the age of 64, she swam for 53 hours non-stop in one of the most deadliest waters in the world. And then she overcame numerous challenges to overcome and then to cross this barrier. So what can we learn from her? So what she says is, at the age of 64, why did you have to do this? Because she said, if I keep an elevated aim for myself, if I keep a challenging aim for myself, it builds character. Whether I reach the destination or not is a second matter, but then the whole process of keeping this aim, this challenge, is what builds character, and I was actually behind building a strong character. I wanted to be known as a person who is fearless and who stood for an aim. And that's the reason why she kept that. So the journey in pursuing a challenge, it builds, she says, what a tremendous character it has built. And this is after she failed for four times. This is not after she built, she swam the fifth time. So she says that I have become stronger and I have actually become a better person just by through failures and achieving something that is considered humanly impossible. One of the mantras of her fifth journey was find a way. Every goal that you keep for ourselves has a way. And when there are challenges, her message was try to find a new way. And her entire team, about 25 to 30 of them, who participated, who spent 6 years training for this entire exercise, their only mantra was find a way. If there are sharks in the water, find a way to solve the problem. If there are very dangerous jellyfish that could injure her, find a way. How could she keep track of going straight? The last four times she attempted this journey, she went away from the target that they had set and she could no longer come back into the same trajectory. So for each of those things, they found innovations. They found a way in which you could overcome those obstacles. She said all of those things could only happen because of teamwork, because each one of them recognized and respected what other person had to offer. So even a young team member in one of her, about 18 years old, one of the volunteers in her group, were the one who suggested how you could create a device that could keep her on track in the middle of such dangerous waters. And they invented a new device which would actually communicate with a GPS device and then keep track. She said, valuing everyone's opinion in your team, in the journey, is one of the key contributors to success. And she also made a very interesting statement. She said, for those people who watched me swim, it just took 53 hours. But then for me, it was a lifetime of an effort. So this is something very inspiring, where for us, it looks like you are watching a challenge being conquered. But then for the person who is undergoing the challenge, it is a lifetime of effort where they are actually going through the process of preparation and then performance. And that is an entire exercise. We only see the performance. We don't see the preparation behind it. And it actually takes a lifetime of effort. Any endeavor, either it's a spiritual or physical, any endeavor actually takes a much longer time to prepare, and the performance probably is only for a few seconds, like Olympic races. 30 seconds are decided, but then you prepare for 8 hours, 8 years before the Olympics, and within 30 seconds the result is declared. So similar to that. Her another motto is to be is to do. No procrastination, no thinking, can I do it, can I not do it? I have to go out there and do it. And you actually have to see her to see. One of the first things she did after she came back to the shore was she said, never ever give up. And this is a lady who is 64 years old, who actually swam for so many hours, completely exhausted. The first words that came out of her mouth was never ever give up. You can chase your dream at any age. And this is something that's very inspiring. For us who are much younger and then who can actually take up any challenge that is there in the world outside. That's one story that I thought I'll share. Another story was a classmate of mine at Harvard who, to many people in the class, it looks like an ordinary person just going about a very high-performing career. He's a CEO of a very successful IT company. But then he is one of the members from the International Marathon Swimming Hall of Fame, and he is one of those long distance endurance. There are contests called Ironman, where they are asked to execute humanly very difficult tasks of lifting weights, running, cycling, swimming, all of these tasks in sequence. And he is one of those marathon runners there. And he introduced me to one of his friends, Alan Roberts. I think some of you would have seen videos of him scaling the tallest buildings free-handed. You know, he does not take supports. He scales these buildings just using his bare hands and does not take any support. He is not tied to any restraints. And so the questions that I asked them were twofold. I said, why do you do this? These things that you do could kill you any moment. Jeremy Denbo runs, cycles, lifts weights, swims all in succession for about 12 to 15 hours at a stretch. And humanly, it is extremely draining, and the body could sometimes not withstand it. So I asked him saying, why do you do it? And how do you think what you do will benefit the world? And something very unconventional in terms of responses came back. They believed, both of them said, I believe that what I do in a way makes the world a better place. So how is that? So Jeremy said, training and practice, preparation is not performance. Preparation and performance are two separate things. Training and practice are so crucial for your performance. So one of the things that he said about training was, have such a strong work ethic that if it does not kill you, it will make you stronger. That means that you have a work ethic that is so tough, that is so grueling, that it could kill you, but if it doesn't kill you, it will make you stronger. And swimming for hours together, 50 hours at a stretch, these are things that these people are very well known for. And he said there are only two types of people in the world. That is his version of it. He said those who are great and those who are dead. So baptism by fire means giving that, instilling that sense of purpose and sense of vision to every action that you do. Very strong words. He made a very beautiful statement. He said, we both had faith and threw our lives into the wind and let destiny hold us. He did not fall and I did not drown. It's a good feeling. The statement here is very powerful, because when Alan Roberts scales these big buildings, these are glass windows that you can see on the Burj Khalifa in Dubai and other places, these are polished glass. And he climbs those in the gaps that he finds between those glasses, between the buildings. And there is a huge amount of wind, and there are a lot of distractions that could actually make a small mistake and he is dead. So he says, I just put my faith in destiny, and then I go out and climb. And then destiny held us. He never fell, I never drowned. So one thing that is a takeaway from two experiences is, everyone believed he would fall and I would drown, but we did not believe it. So these two people never believed that they actually could fail. And that is an amazing thing for the kind of task that they do. Humanly considered tasks, consider things that we consider as impossible, but then they do those tasks in such a way, thinking that there is no failure. There is no way I could fail. So the confidence, the determination that comes in those way they execute the task. Next, I would also like to share an experience from my workplace. I don't know if I'll be able to do justice, but then a very profound and inspirational co-worker that I have who works with me. So she came to me one day and said, Banu, I want to tell you something, but promise me that after I tell you this, you will not change the way you treat me. I said, okay, go ahead. You know, this is the first time she came to, she just joined our team and she said this. So she said that she had a brain tumor and she went through a surgery. And as a part of that surgery, she went through a lot of hardships, which I will describe again. But she said, don't think that because I have gone through this, I should not be given difficult tasks. I should not be given challenging tasks. Give me the most difficult task and I would like to challenge myself with it. So this, in a way, summarizes her, and I found this to be very inspiring. So at a very young age, they found that she had about a 3.5 centimeter brain tumor in the stem, in the brain stem. And when they recognized this, a lot of symptoms were obvious in terms of how she was not able to, she was not able to concentrate. She was hearing a lot of noises in her ears all the time. And then there was vision that was getting impaired. She lost hearing in one ear. So all of these things, and then they decided to take get her operated. The doctors explained to her that the difficulty that is there in this procedure and the risks that are there when this brain surgery is done. After a very grueling surgery for 18 hours, they finally brought her out of the ICU, and they were not even sure if the surgery would be successful. The amount of determination this lady showed after that, while she was on the bed, in the 2 months she was recuperating, she actually taught herself to swim. She actually taught herself to play the keyboard, and she also taught herself programming. Remember that this is a lady who, after the operation, lost the ability to walk. She forgot talking, and she had to learn all of this all over again. And only thing that was there in her, she said, when my family and friends gave me so much support, when my family and friends gave me so much love, it looked like any difficulty that is there around me is a small one. And the love that they showed me and the care that they gave me actually made all those difficulties look small. So this actually was a striking point for me in terms of how family relationships are so important in the process of scaling these large mountains. Amidst all those difficulties, we listen to her story. I probably will not be able to do justice in terms of the trauma that she went through in the whole exercise. She said, there is always someone who is having bigger problems than I have. And because of that, I take courage that if they are able to overcome their life, I can also do the same. So she says, this surgery happened 2 years ago, and she says, I have nothing to regret in my life. If things were to happen this way, these things that have happened have only made me stronger. There is nothing that I want to change. She says she learned to walk again, and it took 2 months for her to learn. When the brain got damaged, the way she struggled was, when she was walking, she couldn't recognize people. She had to be stationary to even see and recognize people. So she had to overcome those challenges. It was not possible for her to see the computer screen. But in spite of all those challenges, over a period of time, she trained herself. She said, I take everything that somebody says as a challenge. So one day the doctors came to her and said, see, these are the problems that we are having at our office. You know, will you be able to do something to solve them? They posed it as a casual conversation. But then she took it as a challenge, and within the next 24 hours, she actually learned how to program on the mobile, and she created a mobile app for them. And when she created this mobile app, that mobile app actually started getting distributed, and then people started benefiting from it. The doctor's community got benefited from it. So she said, I took it as a challenge because somebody gave me this and said, it will help us, it will help the patients. And she said, that is what inspired me to overcome the difficulty, to overcome the pain that I had. And while she was in the bed, she actually learned all of that. She learned to play the keyboard, swim, mobile programming while she was on the bed. All of this, you can imagine the amount of courage and determination she needs to have to go through this. Also, after the operation, she constantly had a ringing sound in her ears. Always she was hearing. She said, it is very difficult for me to hear the sound and also listen to people and concentrate. She said, I chose to not listen to it. The doctor suggested putting hearing aids that will cancel this noise and so on. But she said, I want to take it as a challenge and test myself if I will be able to not hear that sound by keeping my mind busy. And she practiced herself over and over again, and she is able to live life just normally. And something beautiful that she said was, the more I think about the tumor, the more the bigger it becomes. So I chose to focus on my life. And the way she changed her focus is, she's constantly focusing on learning. Every single day, she wants to learn something new. Every single day, she has a challenge that she wants to solve. And as a result, she has forgotten those problems and all those things that actually pull her down. So this I found to be a very inspiring in terms of looking at these stories. We are able to draw a lot of lessons for ourselves. So what do we actually see in common in all these stories? So one of the things that I found is, whatever challenge we have in front of us, are you able to actually describe it? Are you able to visualize it as we saw in an exercise earlier in great detail so that I know exactly where the valleys are, where the peaks are, and what I need to do to overcome those? Can I describe my challenges well? Can I carry an image of this challenge with me at all times so that that becomes an inspiration and I know what is it that I am actually set out for? I am setting my on this journey to scale this mountain so that it's a constant reminder that this is the mountain that I need to scale. This is something that I found, all these points actually I found in a book. So each mountain is made of rope lengths and each rope length is made of steps. So by taking one step at a time, patient one step at a time, I am actually able to overcome an entire mountain. And something beautiful, very essentially said, you are a product of the mountains that you conquer. The challenges, the obstacles that you have conquered actually define who you are as a person. What are those strengths that you learn? What are those values? What are these qualities that you gain as you conquer each of these mountains determines who you become at the end of the day. For maximum gains, seek ultimate mountains. That means the bigger the mountain you scale, the bigger the mountain you attempt to scale, the bigger your character builds. Beautiful point again. Always measure your progress from the summit and not from the base. How far there is left to go and not how far have I reached alone. Right? So this is something interesting. If you are not afraid, you have chosen an easy mountain. So the mountain at first has to make you scared, has to ask this question saying, how will I ever do this? Then it is a challenging mountain to climb. You cannot lower the mountain, so you must raise yourself. So in each of these examples that we saw, you actually cannot beat the obstacle. So you have to elevate yourself, you have to raise yourself, you have to build those character within yourself to beat the mountain. So, summit. Summit is the peak, height of the mountain, the peak of the mountain, not the base. Base is the base, bottom, summit is the top. So one of the things that I saw, I thought we should also put is, as I found in each of these experiences, these are deeply spiritual. That means these are about the person, the personality. And that is what actually is built as a part of scaling these mountains. As mountaineers do, check your gear. Can you check your spiritual gear in terms of how are you prepared for scaling those inner mountains? So to scale our outer mountains, we know what gears we need, what equipment we need, but then to scale our inner mountains, these are the mountains about self-esteem, self-worth, recognizing actually what I am for, what I am capable of. Faith. One of the common threads throughout my learning from these individuals is that faith is a common factor. They all had tremendous faith on themselves, on God, their friends, their abilities, and only that actually carried them towards the end. Determination, honesty, I think self-explanatory. At the end of the day, their focus was on self-progress. Knowledge, excellence, mastery, as you can imagine, and discipline, of course, as it is obvious from each of their experiences. I would leave you with these four questions in terms of checking yourself for scaling these inner mountains. So, how does your map of mountain peaks look like? How does your map of mountain peaks look like? How is it spread out? Are there too many valleys, too many peaks? How are they spread out among you in your life? Once you have scaled a mountain, how is the view? A visualization exercise for you. Last question, once you have scaled the mountain, who is with you? Is it yourself, a friend, your strengths, character that you have formed in the process, God, faith? Who is actually with you on the top of the mountain? And that is something that each of us can introspect. I also believe that this would be a good segue into my next speaker's talk on how each of these spiritual qualities could be imbibed into the individual. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brother Bhanu, for such an extensive as well as intensive coverage into the subject. हम ज्ञान में एक शब्द कहते हैं अनुभव की अथॉरिटी. जो अनुभव देता है हमें अथॉरिटी, वो ज्ञान नहीं दे सकता. इसी को आज भानु भाई जी ने बहुत अच्छे शब्दों में एक्सप्रेस किया कि यू आर मेड ऑफ द माउंटेन्स यू हैव स्केल्ड. जो भी अनुभव आपके जीवन में चले जाते हैं वो आपके पर्सनालिटी में अंकित हो जाते हैं और वो आपको शक्ति देते हैं जिससे आप अपनी आगे की जर्नी को बहुत सुचारू ढंग से तय कर सकते हैं. सो थैंक यू सो मच. अब बिफोर आई कॉल अपॉन छाया बहन, देयर इज एन अनाउंसमेंट. जो भी बीके गाइड्स और बीके टीचर्स अभी सभा में उपस्थित हैं, उनके लिए एक अनाउंसमेंट है कि वो अंबिका बहन जी से विश्व कल्याणी भवन के रिसेप्शन में 9:30 बजे रात को मिले. बीके गाइड्स एंड बीके टीचर्स. ओके, नाउ आई कॉल अपॉन सिस्टर छाया टू फर्दर एलैबोरेट ऑन द सब्जेक्ट. सिस्टर छाया राजयोगा का अभ्यास, राजयोगा मेडिटेशन का अभ्यास बचपन से कर रही हैं और पिछले पिछले 15 वर्षों से समर्पित हैं संस्था में. वो अपने सर्विसेज देती हैं ब्रह्मा कुमारीज के एक लोकल सेवा केंद्र में बैंगलोर में. उन्होंने अपनी डिग्री कंप्लीट की है कॉमर्स में फ्रॉम बैंगलोर यूनिवर्सिटी एंड शी हैज आल्सो डन हर पीजी डिप्लोमा इन मास कम्युनिकेशन एंड जर्नलिज्म. ये कोर ग्रुप मेंबर हैं स्पार्क की और बहुत सारे कंपनीज, बैंक्स, कॉलेजेस, स्कूल्स में सेल्फ मैनेजिंग लीडरशिप के कोर्स, पर्सनालिटी डेवलपमेंट, लिविंग वैल्यूज, ऐसे इत्यादि इत्यादि कोर्सेज 12 वर्षों से दे रही हैं. और कभी कभी ये जो परिचय होता है ये बहुत ऑफिशियल होता है, पर मैं आपको कुछ पर्सनल अनुभव छाया बहन के साथ बताऊंगी. मैं इनसे पहली बार पर्सनली मिल रही हूँ, पर मैं 3 वर्षों से स्पार्क से जुड़ी हूँ और मैं साइलेंटली छाया बहन को ऑब्जर्व करते आई हूँ. और मुझे जो इनके व्यक्तित्व में सीखने को मिला है वो है इनकी कम्फर्टिंग स्माइल. बहुत सुकून देने वाली मुस्कान है, मच्योर साइलेंस एंड वाइज वर्ड्स. सो आई वुड इनवाइट हर टू एलुसिडेट ऑन द सब्जेक्ट एंड ऑल्सो आप ये तीनों चीजों पर गौर करना.
ओम शांति. तो आप सबको तो ये मंत्र याद बीच बीच में हम कराते रहते, ओम शांति. जैसे सिस्टर ने कहा और भानु भाई हम सब से शेयर कर रहे थे कि हमारा जो व्यक्तित्व होता है कितना हिडन है, कितना अपने अंदर का है. अंदर की बात जब दूसरे हमें बताते हैं तो पता चलता है कि हम इस क्षेत्र में यहाँ तक बढ़े हैं और हमारा अंदर की व्यक्तित्व ये है. तो एक नया पहचान मिल जाता है. तो आई थैंक सिस्टर स्वाति ऑल्सो, सिस्टर ऑल्सो. तो हम आगे बढ़ते हुए टॉपिक के बारे में, तो स्केलिंग इनर माउंटेन्स एंड बॉटल नेक्स. तो जैसे भानु भाई आप सबसे बहुत ही अहम बात शेयर कर रहे थे, हम यही आप सबसे कहना चाहते हैं कि जैसे हर एक व्यक्ति का अलग अलग माउंटेन होता है, तो व्यक्ति के जीवन में कुछ एवरेस्ट माउंटेन भी होते हैं जो पार करना होता, तो कईयों के जीवन में कुछ और पर्वत होते, किलिमंजारो जैसे बहुत ही ऊंचे पर्वत होते हैं, और कई के जीवन में कुछ छोटे छोटे पर्वत जैसे परिस्थितियां भी होती हैं. तो जैसे हम सब ने देखा कि ये हमारा जो व्यक्तित्व है, हमारी जो स्पिरिचुअल जर्नी है, यात्रा है, तो इस यात्रा में हम क्या क्या सीखे हैं और क्या क्या अपना बनाया है. जैसे अंत में भानुभाई ने कहा, जब हम पर्वत के चरम सीमा पर पहुंच जाते तो कौन हमारा साथ देता है? क्या हम अपने आप में वहां तक पहुंच गए? क्या हमारे कोई दोस्त हमारे साथ थे और वहां तक पहुंच गए? या कोई हमारी जो बहुत ही नॉलेज है या टेक्निकल नॉलेज है तो उस नॉलेज के आधार पर वह पहुंच गए? तो क्या लगता है, अगर हम अपने आप से पूछे तो क्या लगता है कि उस हद तक हम पहुंच गए, ऊंचाई तक हम पहुंच गए, तो कौन हमारे साथ थे? तो अगर हम सब ये प्रश्न अपने आप से पूछेंगे और देखेंगे कि हमारे जो व्यक्तिगत जीवन में जो माउंटेन्स होते हैं, परिस्थितियां आती हैं, तो कई ऐसे भी होते हैं, कंपटीशन बढ़ गया है, तो हमारे वर्क लाइफ में बहुत स्ट्रेस है, या अपने रिलेशनशिप में डिसहार्मनी है, या अपनी तंदुरुस्ती या इल हेल्थ है, कुछ फाइनेंशियल कंस्ट्रेंट्स है, या कुछ ऐसे एडिक्शंस भी हो सकते हैं। तो कुछ ऐसे हम गिने चुए माउंटेन्स को हम ले ले, तो कैसे हम इनर माउंटेन को, इन सब को पार करते हुए कैसे इस पर्वत को हम पार लगाए? तो पहली बात हम आप सब से शेयर करना चाहते हैं कि हम सब जानते हैं कि हम अपने कंफर्ट जोन के अंदर हम लोग रहते हैं, और अपने कंफर्ट जोन के अंदर रहते हुए हम देखेंगे कि मॉडर्न जीवन में कितना रश है, तो कितनी आकर्षण है, कितना सब कुछ चल रहा है और बहुत ही फास्ट तीव्र गति से चल रहा है। तो इन सब के बीच में हमारा जो फोकस है, हमारी जो कंसंट्रेशन कहाँ पर जाता है, तो हम साइंस और टेक्नोलॉजी को लेकर अपने कंफर्ट जोन में रह जाते, या कुछ ऐसे साधन हो सकते जो लेकर के हम अपने कंफर्ट जोन में रह जाते, आधार बना देते, डिपेंड हो जाते हैं। तो हम देख सकते हैं कि ऐसे अब हमारे नित्य जीवन में क्या मॉडर्न लाइफ की जो हजल पजल है, तो कहाँ पर हम फंस गए और उसको हमारे कंफर्ट जोन बना लिया। तो हम आपको एक बहुत ही अच्छा उदाहरण देना चाहते हैं। जैसे भानु भाई ने कहा, हर पर्वत है, हर माउंटेन है, लेकिन ऑल द माउंटेन्स आर कॉन्कर्ड। तो इससे क्या पता चलता है कि माउंटेन इज देयर, तो पर्वत तो है, लेकिन अब हम ऊंचे बढ़ जाते हैं, ऊंचे उठ जाते हैं। इफ वी आर मोर एलिवेटेड देन द माउंटेन्स, तो हमें लगता है कि वी कैन कॉन्कर एनी माउंटेन, तो वो कितना भी बड़ा माउंटेन हो सकता है। एंड देन द मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट, कैन वी कम आउट ऑफ दिस कंफर्ट जोन, तो हम अपनी जो इनर वॉइस है उसको समझ सकते हैं। तो उन इनर वॉइस को जब हम समझ जाएं, हम अपने इनर वॉइस को हम बार बार उसको लिसन करें, तो हम अपने आइडियाज के अंदर, अपने ही इंस्पिरेशन के अंदर हम रह जाते हैं। तो इसको सुनने के लिए, टू लिसन टू योर इनर वॉइस, तो हमारे अंदर क्या चाहिए? जैसे आपको सुबह से ही अभ्यास कराया गया है कि आप साइलेंस में रहो, तो चेक योर थॉट्स, अपने संकल्पों को बार बार आप चेक करो, तो क्या अपने संकल्पों को हम चेंज कर सकते हैं? तो इसी दिशा में हम देखेंगे कि जब हम उस इनर साइलेंस में जाएंगे, तो उस थॉट्स में हम अपनी विचार में रहेंगे, तो आप पाएंगे कि आपकी जो इनर वॉइस है तो कुछ अलग बोलता है। हालांकि पर्वत है, हालांकि परिस्थितियां हैं, सब कुछ है, लेकिन अगर हम साइलेंस में बैठ करके अपनी इनर वॉइस को सुने और समझे, तो कुछ अलग आइडियाज मिलते हैं। तो जो एग्जांपल्स हमने सुने भानुभाई से, तो वो क्लाइंबिंग हो सकता है, फ्री क्लाइंबिंग हो सकता है, बिल्डिंग के ऊपर कुछ भी हो सकता है, स्विमिंग हो सकता है, लेकिन जब आम आदमी उन सब को, अचीवमेंट्स को देखते हैं, तो अचीवमेंट के बाद हम यही सोचते हैं कि कितना अच्छा रिकॉर्ड ब्रेक किया, कितना अच्छा अचीवमेंट था, लेकिन उससे पहले उनका लाइफ टाइम का जो श्रम है, लाइफ टाइम की जो प्रैक्टिस है, वो इम्पॉर्टेंट है। तो हर एक व्यक्ति के अंदर, हर एक के जीवन में ये जो माउंटेन्स हैं, तो आएंगे, माउंटेन्स तो है ही। तो भगवान वाच हम आप सब से शेयर करना चाहते हैं, जो चार दिन पहले हमारे जो डायरेक्ट गॉडली वर्शंस में वरदान मिला था। तो झमेले तो है ही इस दुनिया में, क्योंकि ये झमेले का दुनिया है, प्रॉब्लम्स आर देयर, सो वन आफ्टर द अदर, एक के बाद आते ही रहेंगे। लेकिन हमें क्या करना होता है, तो हम अगर देखेंगे कि पर्वत इतना ऊंचा है, परिस्थिति इतनी ऊंची है, तो वी विल नेवर बी एबल टू टेक अवर कोर्स। हम अपने रास्ते को ढूंढ ले, क्योंकि एक के बाद जब झमेले आते हैं तो हम अपनी वैल्यूज को बढ़ाएं, तो अपनी सोच को मोर एलिवेटेड करें, ऊंचा बनाएं, अपने आइडियाज को इतने श्रेष्ठ बनाएं और हमारे इंटेंशन को इतना पॉजिटिव रखें। तो ये जो है, तो हम अपने आप को जैसे ऊंचा उठाते जाएंगे, वैल्यूज को और बढ़ाते जाएंगे, तो हम पाएंगे कि वी आर ऑन द टॉप ऑफ द माउंटेन। तो अगर हम उस ऊंचाई तक पहुंच गए अपनी वैल्यूज के आधार से, अपने ही शक्ति और अपने ही विशेषताओं के आधार से अगर हम वहां तक पहुंच गए हैं, तो वहां से देखेंगे तो ये झमेले, ये प्रॉब्लम्स, ये जो पर्वत है, सो इट इज नॉट रिक्वायर्ड दैट वी हैव टू क्लाइम द माउंटेन्स, राइट। सो हम चले जाते हैं अपने कोर्स लेकर के। तो हम इधर बहुत ही सुंदर उदाहरण आप सबसे शेयर करना चाहते हैं। तो आप देखेंगे कि हमारे फाउंडिंग फादर प्रजापिता ब्रह्मा, तो जब ये संस्था शुरू हुई तो नया ज्ञान और सब कुछ नया, तो बहुत विरोध आए, तो बहुत अपोजिशन हुआ सब कुछ। लेकिन उस व्यक्ति में, प्रजापिता ब्रह्मा में क्या व्यक्तित्व हमने देखा, जो अभी भी हम दादियों में देखते हैं, जो ब्रह्मा कुमारी की एक्टिविटीज को, इस संस्था को इतना आगे बढ़ाए। तो हमने देखा और हमने यही अनुभव किया कि सक्सेस डजंट हैपन ओवरनाइट और बाय एक्सीडेंट। तो हम आज शुरू करें और कल हमें सक्सेस मिल जाए, तो ये भी नहीं हो सकता है। तो हम आज कर रहे हैं, तो इट टेक्स इट्स ओन टाइम, इट टेक्स इट्स ओन कोर्स, एंड दैट इज व्हाई योर एफर्ट, आपके जो पुरुषार्थ है वो व्यर्थ कभी नहीं जाएगा। तो सेइंग सो, आई वुड जस्ट लाइक टू नरेट टू यू अ स्मॉल, यू नो, स्मॉल एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ अ पर्सन। तो यहाँ पर जो है, इट वॉज रिटन, यू नो, he was a person, shoemaker, he is known for his wealth and influence. Bahut hi wealthy person hai, bahut hi influential person hai. He never fails to point out that he started to build his fame and fortune by working as a janitor, trying to expand his knowledge by listening to audio books while cleaning and taking out the trash. तो clean करते समय, कूड़ादान clean करते समय, dustbins clean करते समय, हमेशा वो audio books सुनते थे, audio listening करते थे, और इसी के आधार से एक कदम रखते रखते वो आज इतने famous हो गए। तो success is about preparation. So it is a journey, एक यात्रा है, और इस यात्रा में हम कितना प्रिपेयर्ड रहते हैं। और इस प्रिपरेशन के लिए मैं यही कहती हूँ कि आध्यात्मिक ज्ञान और जो योग है बहुत बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट है। तो इसी दिशा में हम कुछ मिनट तक ये अनुभव करें और देखें कि हमारी अंदर की दुनिया में क्या है, तो जो इस माउंटेन को हम हटाना चाहते हैं, पर्वत से बाजू हटकर हम जाना चाहते हैं, या पर्वत को देख करके हम घबरा जाते हैं या डर जाते हैं, तो कौन सी वो अंदर की शक्ति है जो हम बाहर निकाले, अंदर की जो वैल्यूज है, पावर है, जो हम बाहर निकाले और अनुभव करें कि ये जो माउंटेन है ये इतने बड़े नहीं है। तो आप सबसे अनुरोध है, कुछ क्षण के लिए आपके हाथ में जो चीजें आप पकड़े हैं, कृपया बाजू में रख दीजिए और आप सब स्ट्रेट बैठ जाएं, सीधा बैठ जाएं। स्लोली आप ब्रीथ इन करेंगे एंड ब्रीथ आउट. अभी हम अंदर की यात्रा करते अपनी इनर वर्ल्ड में देखें, इस जीवन यात्रा में कौन से ऐसे माउंटेन्स आए, कौन से ऐसे बॉटलनेक्स आए, जिनको हम पार नहीं कर पाए. गो डीपर इनटू योर इनर वर्ल्ड और चेक करें कौन सी ऐसी बात हो, परिस्थिति हो, जिसको हम पकड़ के रखें. We don't want to let it go. और इसी कारण मेरे आंतरिक शक्ति, मेरी जो क्रिएटिविटी है, मेरे जो विशेषताएं हैं, मैं उसको एक्सिबिट नहीं कर पा रही हूं. टेक ए मोमेंट रियलाइज लेट गो एज आई स्टार्ट टू लेट गो. I find my inner world so neat and clean. I have created a space for myself. इस दुनिया में मैं अपने वैल्यूज को भरेंगे. अपने विशेषताओं को भरेंगे. अपनी क्रिएटिविटी को भरूंगे. हम देखते हैं इस जीवन की यात्रा में अगर हम उस ऊंचाई तक पहुंचे तो कौन हमारे साथ था. हम अपने आप से प्रश्न पूछें, क्या उत्तर आता? हाँ, कुछ हद तक हम कर पाए, कुछ हद तक हमारे साथी साथी, कुछ हद तक ज्ञान का भी प्रयोग हुआ, किन अंत में ये वही परमात्मा शक्ति है जो हमें उस ऊंचाई तक पहुंचाते हैं. Let us be fear in ourselves. उस ऊंचाई तक पहुंचकर हम नीचे देखें तो ऐसे डिटैच्ड ऑब्जर्वर यू एंजॉय थिंग्स एक मनोरंजन है. It is the Supreme Father who's with me. Bright star, emitting rays of power. As I experience His power, standing on the mountain, I spread rays of power to the whole world. Now I find myself more capable, more elevated, more powerful in scaling my mountain and overcoming the bottleneck. I am that energy. Tremendous potential in me. I promise to myself, I am more elevated than these mountains, more powerful than this bottleneck. Again, watch your inner world, beautiful world. Let us visit this world again and again and enjoy the beauty of this inner world. Om Shanti.
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद छाया दीदी आपका हमें इतनी दूर की यात्रा पर ले जाने के लिए और इतनी दूर भी हमें आपकी वॉइस गाइड करती रही. हम बिल्कुल ट्रैक से भटके नहीं. थैंक यू सो मच. और ये बहुत सुहावने मोमेंट्स हैं जो हम एंजॉय कर रहे हैं और इन मोमेंट्स की यादगार कुछ मोमेंटोज हमारी बहनें अब मैं अनुरोध करूंगी कि वो हमारे माननीय स्पीकर्स को वो मोमेंटोज प्रेजेंट करें. एंड एज दे डू दैट हम करतल ध्वनि से तालियों के रूप में धन्यवाद अपना बहनों को देंगे और अपने लिए भी ताली बजाएंगे. यू हैव बीन वंडरफुल ऑडियंस. आप सबकी उपस्थिति ही चार चांद है सभा की. थैंक यू. अब एक मिनट प्रभु स्मृति में बैठेंगे और फिर